I asked them where he came from. They said, "See that mountain off in the distance? That's where he came from." Over the summer, I had the opportunity to visit Guatemala. I spent the first few days visiting the two hometowns of many of our cathedral parishioners in the state of Quiché. I spent the remaining time in Aguacatan, the hometown of our Dodge City seminarian, Esteban Hernandez. It was a great blessing to meet so many people who have so many connections with Dodge City. One day, I got to help visit the sick. But it was so beautiful. It wasn't just the priest who went. There was a whole team of us, 12 or 15 of us. So we all hopped up in the back of a pickup truck and held on for dear life, bringing Jesus to those who couldn't leave their homes. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. When someone is plagued by sickness or suffering, there can be a sense of being excluded from the kingdom. Or when someone is facing the consequences of sin, as the criminal on the cross was, there can be a sense of being excluded from the kingdom. But our feast day today is appropriately named Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. So when someone has changed their life and says, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom," or someone who is sick in their home says, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom," our Lord Jesus Christ hears their voice. But partway through visiting the sick in Guatemala, our seminarian Esteban got a phone call. Someone had come looking for a priest in the main parish church with that person's father, who was dying. Both the pastor and the assistant were out in the surrounding communities, but they knew that I was visiting. So they called in the off chance that I would be close and could go into town. So we stopped what we were doing and went in to the main church. And I'll never forget going into that dimly lit, empty sacristy and seeing a man there in his wheelchair. It was a beautiful time as we all gathered around him, prayed together, and gave him the anointing of the sick. As we were finished, I asked some of my group where he came from. They said, "See that mountain off in the distance? That's where he came from. But how long would it take for him to get here?" "At least 2.5 hours. I stood there for a little bit and let that soak in. They left with no idea whether or not they would find a priest. But they decided it was worth the 2.5 hour drive just in case. A few months ago, I mentioned to all of you that there are 4 parishes in our diocese currently without a priest: in Scott City, Dighton, Ashland, and Coldwater. Bishop Brungardt has decided, and rightly so, that it is not fair for those four parishes to bear the entire sacrifice of our need for more priests. So he is asking every Catholic in our diocese to share that sacrifice. To help share that sacrifice, next weekend there will not be Mass offered here at the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Father Juan, Monsignor, and I will all be celebrating Mass in those four parishes. So what does that mean for you? Well, you also are being asked to share the sacrifice. For those who are able, I'm asking you to consider attending Mass at one of our nearby parishes. Within 30 minutes, not 2.5 hours, you could be at Mass in Jetmore, Ingalls, Spearville, or Wright. The bulletin this weekend lists all of those nearby Mass times. For those who are not able, and no one should be driving who should not be driving, for those who are not able, a Sunday celebration in the absence of a priest will be offered here at all of our normal times. Let me be clear. Your Sunday obligation to gather as a community next weekend still exists. And whether you travel to Mass nearby or attend the Sunday celebration in the absence of a priest here, either one fulfills your obligation. My first sacrifice came from acknowledging that I can't offer Mass for you next weekend. Your sacrifice will come from having to work harder to get to Mass next weekend, or by coming to a service that is not a Mass next weekend. Jesus looks at each one of us with the same love that he looked at the criminal repentant on the cross, that he looked at the man hunched over in the sacristy in Guatemala. Each one with a desire to be remembered in the kingdom, and each one with sacrifices needed to get there.